This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Constable Heidi Stevenson was among the at least 16 people killed by gunmen Sunday during a 12-hour rampage in Nova Scotia and what was the country's worst modern-era mass shooting. Stevenson was a 23-year veteran of the force with two children. RCMP said the gunman, 51-year-old Gabriel Wortman, at one point masqueraded as a policeman, appearing at one stage to have been wearing part of a police uniform. He had also painstakingly disguised his car to look like another police cruiser. Wortman shot people in several locations in Nova Scotia. RCMP Commissioner Brenda Lucky told the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation the police knew of at least 16 victims besides the shooter. She added that there was no indication at this time that the killings were terrorism-related. Police said that there was no apparent link between Wortman and at least some of his victims. They said they had no idea what his motivation might have been. Police discovered the killings late Saturday after multiple reports of shots at a house in a small coastal town about 130 kilometers north of the provincial capital, Halifax. Globally, there are 165,000 COVID-19-related deaths, with 2.4 million confirmed cases. In the U.S., more than 40,000 have died from it, with 764,000 confirmed cases. More than 2,000 people rallied at the Washington State Capitol Sunday to protest Democratic Governor Jay Inslee's stay-at-home order to limit the spread of the virus, defying a ban on gatherings of 50 or more people. Despite pleas from rally organizers to wear face coverings or masks, many did not. Protesters drove vehicles to the state capitol honking horns and clogging streets. U.S. President Trump on Friday tweeted implying support for similar protests in Michigan, Minnesota, and Virginia to liberate them from social distancing rules. This is VOA News. North Korean state news agency KCNA Sunday denied a letter was sent to U.S. President Donald Trump. The denial comes after Mr. Trump told reporters that he recently received a nice note from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. President said on Saturday in Washington, we're doing just fine with North Korea. Speaking of a U.S. media report, KCNA said in a statement that he could have referred to the personal letters that had been exchanged in the past, but we're not sure. But there was no letter addressed recently to the U.S. president by our supreme leadership. Thousands of Los Angeles city workers must take 26 furlough days, that's the equivalent of 10% pay cuts, over the course of the next fiscal year as the nation's second largest city deals with the economic fallout from the COVID-19 crisis. The mayor, Eric Garcetti, made the announcement Sunday in an emotional State of the City address as he warned of an economic blow far worse than the 2008 recession, when city leaders laid off hundreds of workers and eliminated thousands of jobs. Severe storms raked a wide swath of the Deep South during the nighttime hours, and forecasters are warning of the possibility of tornadoes just a week after a deadly twister outbreak in the region. The National Weather Service said Sunday that parts of several states are under a flash flood warning because of heavy rains and thunderstorms. The agency says that tornadoes are a possible threat for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina. The storm threat comes a week after Easter storms pounded the Deep South, killing dozens of people. Japan's exports sank 11.7% in March as the coronavirus pandemic slammed auto shipments to the U.S. The finance ministry said Monday that exports to the U.S. fell 16.5%. In March from a year earlier, while those to China declined 8.7%. Trade has slowed recently due to travel restrictions and shutdowns aimed at curbing the outbreak of the coronavirus. The outlook is grim, with the International Monetary Fund forecasting the world economy as heading into its worst slowdown since the 1930s Great Depression. Thailand is seeing a record number of baby leatherback sea turtles hatching as popular tourist beaches in the country's south were undisturbed amidst the outbreak of the coronavirus. The director of the Phuket Marine Biological Center told Reuters that since November, they have found 11 nests, the highest number in 20 years. The leatherback turtle lays its eggs in dark areas without movement, which are rare when tourists enjoy the beaches. People also take the eggs for consumption. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.